We're back, ladies and gentlemen. I think that was the end of Trespasses Side 1. Because
really?
albums are, you know.
Yeah, I know.
When they're pressed in vinyl,
how many songs is each side?
I think if I'm correct, and this is the end of Side 1, there's three songs in this one, and then the next three songs would be Stagnation, Dusk, and then The Knife, which is one of their best songs.
Is it like a storytelling type of stuff?
I think Genesis has always been one of those bands who kind of tell a story through their music.
Yeah.
But it's not all super connected, or at least from my understanding. Like something like Nursery Crime, their next album, is very... I know that they all kind of have their own story. It's almost like... I mean... The album is called Nursery Crime. Every story is almost like a nursery crime. Like, the music box is, I think, about...
That's kind of cool.
Actually, I don't think I can talk about that because it has really messed up.
Huh?
It has a really messed up story.
Talk about it.
Well, okay.
He starts talking when it's about, like...
In the music box from Nursery Crime, from what I've heard, this is full disclosure, what I've heard, I don't know if this is fully... what it is about, but from I think a documentary or a synopsis of Musical Box, it's a story Peter Gabriel wrote himself about a boy and a girl who discover this musical box.
Yeah.
Which when they open it, the boy, I don't think I can literally talk about it because
about it,
it is
talk about it.
What is
an insane
it?
Story.
Say it.
Wait, I want to hear
musical
it now.
Box, and I will walk around the subject.
Just talk a little, bro.
No, because I don't think this is for radio.
Come on, bro.
But
is it that bad?
He ends up getting like in a bit of a
fight,
weird mood, and he ends up
freaky.
He ends up, I think the girl ends up killing the guy.
Oh, why? So it is basically...
why did he kill her?
And then Trouble? I think when she kills the other boy, he revives as an old man.
Oh, hell.
And what does he do?
And
it's going to keep going.
Again, it's something that I literally can't tell. It's really insane. But then again, I don't know if this is...
Chargo. Why would they think about such a story, though?
I don't know Chargo. How Peter Gabriel came up with this story.
Chargo, what happens?
I can't...
What did the old man
guys,
do?
Guys, if you're interested in the story of the musical box, I think I gave you enough little tidbits that you
can
look up.
You
guys
know what
happens.
You guys know what happens.
And you can call in, maybe, and fact check me. That I am completely wrong.
It's
this is
true
something
story.
I heard. I don't know if it's...
it's
I don't
true.
Know if this is
it
true.
It happened.
Really? Jesus Christ.
From a box, bro.
But anyway, back to the... I think Genesis has always had, you know, a little bit of storytelling in their albums. But I think the main one, which is like what is conventionally known as a... what's it called? A... Oh, God. Something like The Wall from Pink Floyd, which is a...
Oh, I know that one.
Conceptual album, I think that's what it's called. Where the whole album is surrounding an idea or telling a full story. Mm. The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway is one of those albums. Mm-hmm. Where the full album follows a story throughout the whole thing. There aren't any like little interludes. There's some interludes, but they all still follow the same thing.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so... Anyone who likes the idea of this, you can go ahead and listen to Genesis. They're an amazing band.
So this album was based on the old man?
No, the Trespass, I don't know everything about... well, fun fact about, I think, the song that
we just...
Okay,
but what do they say
Visions
about the story in the songs, though?
Which I was just saying, bro. Like, this
I can't. If you
we already know what leads
it
to.
If you're interested, you can look it up. That's it.
No, but like, what would they say about it in the songs?
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Old nerd.
But
old nerd.
Fun fact about Visions of Angels, I don't think it was Tony Banks who wrote the piano piece. At least that's what the Genesis themselves says. Mm-hmm. In their own site, I think it was John Mayhew, the drummer who came up with the piano part, which is interesting because normally Tony Banks would be doing most of the piano work. But anyway, that was Visions of Angels. a very beautiful piece. At first, I kind of felt like it was almost like a choir song.
Yeah.
Because they all come in with this very upbeat.
Fits the angels.
Yeah, exactly. But it's still a very beautiful piece. And even that ending part where it's kind of building up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe it exactly. But it's building up, and then it has this like kind of like little guitar part that's kind of like going into the ending.
Ooh.
I think it was building up with an organ or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, that was an amazing song, one of my favorite albums.
That was cool.
Yeah. And we can go to the second side of the album, which is arguably the best. Arguably the best side of the album.
Wow, I never thought this could get better.
And the next piece is called Stagnation. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
slimy water.
Explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Okay, that was Stagnation. Yep. And let me remind you guys, this is CJSF 90.1 up here in SFU, Burnaby. Yeah, that was Stagnation. And I did fact check. It was not John Mayhew who came up with the piano part. It was originally Anthony Phillips, who's the guitarist. Mm-hmm. He's the one who plays piano. Or at least that's what the site says. Mm-hmm. You know, the Genesis band site. But yeah, I mean, still interesting, because I would have imagined it would have been, you know, Tony Banks. But this one, I mean, what can I even say? This is probably my favorite piece, apart from the first one, Looking for Someone. Simply because it's just such a journey. It's an epic, almost. it starts really calm. You know, there's almost like, I think there's some instrumentation by, like, I think some drums. And so I think it starts with a little bit of calm. Oh, what is it? I think I'm blanking. But it starts really, really relaxed. And then it just starts to pick up really slowly. But I love it because it's almost like a slow burn. And it's really worth it. I think, like, my personal favorite part is those parts where it does bum, ba, bum, ba, bum, and then it just goes into their section.
I actually heard that one, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And for me, my favorite verse is, like, on those last verses when Peter Gabriel's, like, almost screaming into the microphone of, I want to sit down, I want to drink. For me, those are just, like, that's the pinnacle. It's really worth it. It's the creme de la creme. One of their best songs, in my opinion. But one of their best songs. But yeah, we're almost done with the album.
And almost done with the show.
Actually. Yeah, almost done with the show. Yeah. You see, it's lining up. But all we have left is Dusk, which is a very relaxed piece. Very somber compared to what we just listened to. Almost like foreshadowing that there's something else to come. Because it's every one of you's for like first time listening to it, I'll just let you hear it. But the last track on this album is absolutely incredible. But here you go. We're going to play The Dusk. Well, is it called The Dusk? No, it's called Just Dusk. Enjoy.
Oh,
And we're back. We don't have much time left to play the last one, so I'll just give some quick little notes about it. The song called Dusk is, I just remembered, Mike Rutherford is the bassist and guitarist too. He plays both. For Dusk, and as I said, it's a very relaxed piece. Even when it ends, it doesn't, it feels like there's more, right? Because it doesn't feel like an ending. And that's where exactly where The Knife comes in, which is their last track off Trespass, and probably one of the best, if it weren't for Stagnation. But this is the ice cream after the very bad dinner. I can't swear, so I'll just say very bad dinner. But here you go. Since we don't have much time left, be sure to stay tuned for the next episode of Open Mic with Sasha. Here in SFU, CJSF 90.1, and have a good rest of your day. We're all signing off after we leave the song. So I hope you enjoyed this album as much as I did, at least. And have a good day. Bye bye.
We must strike at the lies that are spread like disease to all.